is usually on behalf of the Catholic NGOs Working Group on Right to Development of the Geneva Forum, coordinated by APG23, so I express also their views. Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, as distinguished delegates, first of all, we would like to say that our NGOs welcome the draft convention on the right to development and also the test with the commentaries prepared by Professor Mihir Kanade on behalf of the drafting group. And we would like to thank very much Ambassador Zamir Akram and the drafting group of experts for all the efforts put in elaborating such a document. Overall, we found the draft convention to be valid both in the preamble and the operational parts. We went carefully throughout the test and we will share our comments when we'll start the discussion on the different parts of the convention. One thing that we would like to underline anyway is that we found that some serious obstacles to development, to the implementation of the right to development are not mentioned sufficiently or emphasized in the convention. Such the issue of international cooperation still applied with conditions, the unfair international trading system and regulated finance, the adverse bilateral and multilateral investment agreements, the property and intellectual rights, the asymmetry in power in global governance and decision making, the unequal access to information and technology, the external debt of the developing countries, unilateral coercive measure, dumping of toxic and dangerous products and waste, international crime, terrorism, and corruption, etc., etc. So we would like, especially in the preamble part, to be stronger as a convention in tackling the serious obstacles. The current economic paradigm, as Pope Francis underlined in his recent encyclical letters, pose also a serious obstacle to the right to development. In this particular moment of the COVID-19 pandemic, it's really essential to formulate new economic models and also for member states to uphold the principle of international solidarity for the implementation of the right to development. Otherwise, we will not go anywhere in bringing out a people-centered, sustainable and inclusive development, as well as the issue of cutting the military expenditures and devolving these the resources released toward the social services, social protection floors, and so on. We have got few questions for the group of experts and for you, Chair, on the overall issue of the convention. So I don't know if this is the right moment to pose it, because it's not just related to single articles. So I don't know if I have to put the questions now or there will be another session in which we can ask clarification.
I think it would be better